I'm quite sure it wasn't intentional, but their comment touched a wound, a gash on my heart that had not yet healed. My friend was oblivious to the pain it caused me, so I made no mention of it and just went on my way. I even debated whether to tell my wife. It would hurt her to know that someone had hurt me, so I kept it a secret for a while. But I was reminded that hidden secrets often produce evil. And out of the abundant secrets that we hide in our hearts, our mouths will always speak. So I told her. We cried together, and my heart seemed a bit lighter, not having to carry the hidden pain alone. So what treasures hide in your heart? Is it good that produces good, or secret evil that produces evil? Did you build a secret today? Well, I pray this meditation from Luke chapter 6 will help you choose to live a life of good, a life unburdened by secret evil, an abundant life of good, good treasures to share with everyone that you encounter. So for now, just rest here as the Holy Spirit equips you to live a life that is good. Rest here as the Spirit guides your heart into the light to produce what is righteous. So Holy Spirit, now come. Continue in this time of meditation by becoming increasingly aware of the treasures that God has placed within you. Aware of good treasure to do good things. Without effort, allow your breathing to now ease, your heart rate to slow, and your eyes to close. Drift into this moment by embracing the good life offered to you by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of awareness, listen and respond to Proverbs chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, help my heart produce what is good, and may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of good life. And Heavenly Father, help my heart produce what is good. Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you. So Heavenly Father, help my heart produce what is good. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze to be straight before you. And Heavenly Father, help my heart produce what is good. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes closed. God is present. The Son is here. Holy Spirit, now come and be aware of the good treasure placed within you. Be mindful of the divine treasure He has hidden within you to be found and shared with the world. With your eyes still closed, have you found that treasure within you? Are you still searching? Do you know it is good, but have yet to find it? Or perhaps the opposite is true. Have you ever felt that the hidden treasure within you is evil? Do you have a treasure chest hidden with dark secrets? Even in this divine retreat, note any emotional distractions, any thoughts pulling you away from the good reward. Don't push evil thoughts away, but rather note them in your mind for now. Note them, but give them no power. Now begin to move away from secret evil to center on what is good from God. Center on the good treasures of heaven hidden in your heart. Center your thoughts on producing what is good. Center your reflections on the abundance of good within you. Yes, your thoughts may drift to the dark. Your emotions may begin to swing through the secrets that you hide, but don't be discouraged. They are only thoughts. Give them no power. Just let them drift on along as you center back on the good treasures hidden within you by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't take dark thoughts for granted, but rather take this minute and center on the good treasure. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, help my heart produce what is good. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. For now, don't control the pace or the rhythm. Just notice each breath for a moment. Now begin to breathe in slowly from your stomach to a count of five. Now breathe out slowly to a count of five. Once more, breathe in slowly from your stomach to a count of five. Now breathe out slowly to a count of five. Continue breathing slowly in and out to a count of five for this next minute, and center if you can on the word good. continue on as you center now on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Luke chapter 6, verse 45, and we'll begin in the English Standard Version. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply to you? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit revealing divine goodness from within you. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest in this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of appreciating the good and loving the work of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New American Standard Bible. There is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor, on the other hand, a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth what is good, and the evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. How did you experience this passage personally? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on the good and loving work of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Common English Bible. Lord God, guide me to be the good person that produces good from the good treasure you have placed within me. Keep me from the evil that produces evil. May my inner self overflow with words that are spoken about you and for your glory. Amen. What is your heart crying out to God right now? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of God's good work in and through you. Continue now in silence, coming to the Holy Father in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Let the good treasure be present to you right now. I want you to visualize the treasure producing good from within you. Pay attention to the details, the sights, the sounds, and the feelings of the Lord creating righteousness from your heart. Choose to lose yourself in that image. Take this next minute to place yourself in the passage. Feel your heart transforming. Accept God producing good work from within you. Take this minute to believe in His abundance flowing through you. Center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes for opportunities to do good and tell others of God's goodness. Who do you know in most need of that truth? Have you met someone along the way who needs to know the goodness of God? How might God work through you to tell another of His love and good works? Well, ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction that you remember that by God's grace, you are a good person with a good treasure that produces good. So may you know the good of Christ, be guided well by the Holy Spirit, and make known the goodness of your Holy Father, soon, now, and always. Amen.